Psalm 124, 7 and 8. The snare is broken, and we are escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. The words of this text are the final words of a magnificent psalm which describes in poetic detail how lost we would be if the Lord were not on our side. The psalmist uses expressions like, we would have been overwhelmed, we would have been swallowed up, we would have been trapped. We were not. Through the power of our Almighty Lord, the trap is sprung and we are escaped. Escaped from what? What is it that would trap us and swallow us? St. Peter lays it out very clearly when he writes, the devil. It is the devil who has a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he may devour. The devil is a spiritual force that seeks to destroy us spiritually. He does it by appealing to our sinful flesh. He uses the lust of our eyes, the lust of our flesh, to contaminate our heart, and ultimately to destroy Christian virtue. He appeals to our selfish pride so that we exalt ourselves and our feelings over the will of the Lord. The results are tragic, ranging from distrust and contempt for marriage, broken marriages, and the loss of faith. What makes this entrapment so serious is the plain fact that you and I do not have the power to change things. Left to ourselves, we can only make things worse. We are no match for the devil and his tricks, but the word of the Lord is. Our only hope lies there. This magnificent psalm verse points us away from ourselves to the name of the Lord. A name that has a very special meaning. This is more than a simple word, Lord, but all that it stands for. The Lord is merciful and gracious. The name describes a Lord who broke that snare of sin for you, the snare of death for you, and set us free. Forgiveness. Goodness, strength are all found for you in that little word, Lord. Is it not wonderful that our believing fathers chose to begin our worship service with the words of this text? We come to church on our knees, acknowledging the snare of sin that lives within us. And at the same time, we acknowledge our faith in a Lord who will move heaven and earth for our good. This is not just a cry for help, but a thankful recognition of the help that the Lord brings every day of our lives. Our help is in the name of the Lord, the one who made heaven and earth. Hymn 15.